Word of mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. West African musician Fatoumata Diawara has a backstory not unlike many of today's cosmopolitan Africans. She was born in Ivory Coast to parents from Mali and now lives in Paris. She's a stage and film actress, a singer, and a songwriter, a world of experience which shines through on her 2011 solo album Fatou, which plays to her roots but retains an infectious pop sensibility. You're listening to the song Kele. Fatoumata is performing next Thursday, that's June 13th, at a benefit concert for Rain in the Sahel and the Sahara. The concert will be at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. We spoke to her last year before she performed at St. Anselm College and at Dartmouth. It was just after the release of the album Fatou, which is also her nickname, reflecting the very personal nature of the album's songs and production.
We decided to call the album Fatou because I did the record by myself. Almost everything, the guitars I play, shakers, percussions, back vocal, everything by myself.
Wow, you did it all?
With an eagle. Then Nick said, you know, this album is very personal. We must call him Fatou.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you do it in a studio in Paris or where did you
record? Yes, we worked in Paris. In England, too.
So you were in Paris now, but your family is from the Wassoulou, am I saying that right? Wassoulou region of Mali?
Exactly, yeah.
Tell me about that region, because your music, I guess, has a lot of that feeling in it.
Mm-mm. That's true. First, Wassoulou region is from the south of Mali, and we have a rhythm, one of the oldest rhythm of Africa, like funk music in Europe
funk,
or America.
Well.
Yeah, it's a very funk. And we have a two griot music that's like opera or gospel songs. So Wassoulou music is very rhythmic. You sing like sometimes your voice is like an instrument.
Well, let's hear more of the music from Fatou. This is called Baka Noba. Bakanoba, one of the tunes on the album Fatou, the first ever solo album from Fatoumata Diawara. Fatou, tell us a little bit about that song, Bakanoba.
It's one of the songs, very funny one. It's about one guy in a little village. He was a bit fat. And people discriminated because every day children was crying, Bakanoba, that mean a dad with a big...
With a belly.
With a belly.
With a pot belly.
And the song is just to say it's good to accept him. It's not his fault if he's a bit fat, you know.
And that voice you heard there was Maya Barsak. She's helping to translate a little bit today with Fatoumata. I wonder if you know, you're a young woman who left West Africa and went to Paris and made your way. What is that experience like for you? I mean, were you ever left alone and felt like you were doing this by yourself?
So it was necessary in my life to make a little change from my culture. You know, when you are woman, a girl, normally at 20 years old, you must be married, mm-hmm. you know. And it was a time for me to be married. I decided to say no. I would like to continue my way. I would like to be an actress, continue to sing, dance, and, you know, acting. And for that, it was necessary to change everything with my family, with my best life.
Well, that's a very big move. And you know, there's, I think, probably a lot of this experience may be reflected in your voice. Your singing is, of course, one of the things you pursued. Here's a song called Alama. Am I saying that properly?
Yes.
Alama. This is from the record called Fatu. It's just a beautiful, beautiful vocal performance. Let's hear it.
Ni munkeri la itatu ala na kirama. Ni munkeri la itatu ala na kirama. Kabini nchinini koma sunguruba. Goma jaeli olukuma nangaraba. Koma unkono tinyena ukuma nsubaga. Goma jaeli olukuma namfigi. Neduma kundomu na makoro binju ya saa. Neduma kundomu na makoro binju ya saa uo. Nyani nyani le, nyani nyani. Senge senge le, senge senge. Nyani nyani le.
We're speaking with Fatoumata Diawara, whose beautiful voice that is on that record. It really is a gorgeous performance. What are you singing about there, Fatou?
This song, it's I think it's one of the first songs that I wrote.
Really?
I play once on studio.
Really? This was first
yes,
take. You did it on the
never
first take.
Did a second time.
Wow.
So the first take. And Nick Gold, the producer, said, it's okay. Don't do it again. It's a very pure song.
When did you first start hearing in the music a calling for you? You know, when did you first think, I want to sing, I want to make songs?
I always love singing. When I'm singing, I feel different. My body becomes different. Everything becomes very simple, positive, and powerful. I started to sing important subject from my country when I left Mali on 20 years old. I decided to talk about everything, to share who I am, what I think, what I feel. So sometimes it's better for me by singing than talking. And it's like my mom, it's like my father, it's like my best friend. Song, it's everything for me, everything.
Then I'm not going to make you talk anymore. I'm just going to play some more music. Let's hear Clandestine from the album Fatu. Fatu, I want to thank you for sharing your medicine today.
Thank you.
That was my earlier conversation with the West African singer-songwriter, stage and screen actress Fatoumata Diawara. You can see her on Thursday, June 13th at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. It's going to be a benefit concert for the NGO Rain for the Sahel and the Sahara. There's more ticket information and videos of Fatoumata at wordofmouthradio.org.